What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show front of the show, Southern Utah Thunderbolts head coach Lane Fitzgerald, one of the best guys in the business I know, man. Delane, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
JR, how you doing, my man?
Delane is, I'm here in Atlanta, man. I'm enjoying myself. It's 98 degrees with a 108 heat index today, July 31st.
98 with a 108 index.
Yes.
So sitting in Cedar City, Utah, it's approximately 90 degrees here right now. Almost zero humidity and a nice breeze.
See, we have the problem. That's the problem. The humidity is the problem. As you know, the humidity is the big old problem. And then I have to go cut the grass later today. I want sun dips down. I cut the grass today. Let I leave town on tomorrow. So yeah, man, love and life, brother.
Yeah, when you and I got together earlier this summer, played a little golf in Nashville. The first thing hit me was the humidity.
Yes, the sweat hits you.
Absolutely. And when you're out here, you're not used to it. There isn't a lot of sweating.
Nah, no doubt, man. It was good to go out there and have some fun with you and the guys, man. It's good to see you, man. And I got to ask you, man, how cool that experience to come out to Nashville for Media Day last year in the UAC, man, but a way to go out and have some fun that way.
Yeah, it was nice. So we've done our Media Day in Texas each year. It was nice that they put it in Nashville, which is the home of the national title game. So one evening, all the teams get together and we're taking pictures and we're in our game day gear. And you got we had our quarterback and our linebacker with us, and they're in their game gear and all that. But we're in Vanderbilt's football stadium, which will be the home of the FCS national title game this year. I think them moving the title game from Texas to Nashville, I think it's a plus. It was a good decision.
100%, man. I remember Vanderbilt Stadium playing there in 07, man, and seeing the improvements of it now for what it used to be, man. I'm like, wow. What they're doing over there is amazing for how it used to be when I was in Nashville full time.
Yeah, nothing in the SEC disappoints facility-wise.
100%. And Delane, looking at the things over here on your record, man, it's your fourth year already, man. I can't believe it's been 4 years since me and you have been doing this, man.
Already, yeah. If I'm fortunate enough to be alive in December, I will have been here 4 years. But this is the fourth season.
Yes, indeed. And for you, man, you've improved wins every year. You know, I know you started the hour wasn't what you wanted for. You had to keep building the culture, getting the right young men, and getting them stronger. You get increased your wins in year one, two, and three. So what have you done here in summer of year four to make sure you guys can increase it from seven on up to eight, nine wins this year, man? If they play
five,
the right way.
When you go five wins, then six wins, then seven wins, then the pressure starts to hit. So you're getting up there on that ceiling, starting to hit your head on the ceiling. We like our team, boss man. We really, really like our football team. Got a bunch of returning players. JR, we're different than a lot of teams in the country. I'm sitting here talking to you with 24 seniors. And of those 24 seniors, eight of those young men have been with us all 4 years. So we're a veteran group and got some players that understand who we are and what our expectations are on and off the field. You asked about, you know, what are we excited about? Got a quarterback that's won 20-some FCS games. Our starting tailback is back for the fourth straight year. We're excited about him. We might have the best center in the country at any level, but Ed Riley at that center position is a difference maker, and we're excited about him. We flip – and I shouldn't leave out, but, hey, great blocking tight ends. We're deep at running back, deep at wide receiver. Really like our interior offensive line. We flip over on defense, and we've revamped some things and brought in some real football players, and we're excited about our defense. JR, on special teams, we return every specialist from last year.
100%. And Delaney, the injuries you had last year, and I know I saw you guys, you were down some guys, a lot of injuries happened last year. But talk about the guys who had to play last year, got real experience now. Now they're a year older, they got some experience. You can teach them more and more now. So I know it was not fun to have an injury you had last year, but depth-wise, it's helping you now this year.
Yeah, it's not fun when it happens. And then the following year, all of a sudden, you look and your experience too deep. We woke up week four, week five last year and had 9 starters out for the season. So we're down 40% of our starters for the rest of the year. JR, our entire wide receiver core was done after week four. So we're playing with our second string and third string. And what those young men did is they stepped up and they played together and played really, really well. I can't say that enough. I have never in my career, this last year was my 16th year as a head football coach. I was never prouder of a group of young men than I was at Thanksgiving weekend last year, because we wake up week five, we're 1-4 and we're not very good, and we're down all of our starters, and the backups were able to step in and galvanize and play together. They played for each other, played hard for each other, and they were selfless instead of selfish. We were able to win 5 out of our last 6 games, or 6 out of our last 7, whatever it was, and be 7-5. But just really proud of what happened there. Now back to your question. All 3 of the starting receivers that went down last year, they're all back now. So we've got them all back now, plus the guys that played last year. So we're really talented and really deep there. Starting quarterback went down last year. He's back this year. We've got him back. And then so on and so forth throughout our team.
And Delaney, what I saw from your team, I was there with you at West Georgia and at Austin Peay, how together your guys were. Like, I saw it firsthand how together on sidelines, whether it be special teams, offensive defense, they were locked in. Nobody was loafing off, you know, smoking around. It's about winning the game, and you won it your way, had it bursted. You know, I know your fourth down call didn't go your way. Nobody got down. West Georgia creating turnovers, you know, doing your thing there in the hot Atlanta, Georgia sun, which you wasn't used to. So, I mean, being up to that last year, I saw what your team was about to make up and proof about why you were able to persevere and end the year on a high note.
Yeah, your deal is you asked 4 questions in 3 sentences, and I can't even answer. I ain't smart enough to remember all the questions. But, hey, the first one is this. You're never, ever going to forget that 4th-and-1 on the goal line at Austin Peay, are you?
Never.
But I can't understand, hey, the quarterback's got the ball here. The quarterback's got the ball right here, and his waistline is across the goal line. How's it not a touchdown? And the official said, while the play was going on, they couldn't see the football, so they couldn't rule it a touchdown. Anyway, a big bunch of nonsense. He scored on 3rd down and 4th down, and they didn't give it to us. So, yeah, that was one. Hey, you brought up the heat and humidity. We went and played West Georgia. Hey, I'm screaming and hollering at the players because I think we're sluggish. I think we're moping around a little bit. And then I catch a cramp. I catch a cramp, and I think to myself, I've been hydrating for 4 days for this, and I'm thinking, hey, my old fat self is walking up and down the sidelines. I'm drenched in sweat. I'm getting ready to go into a full body cramp. Hey, I stopped hollering at the guys. I stopped hollering at them. I was like, okay, I understand. I understand. Hey, good football game. We were able to squeak one out. But no, in late October, it's not 87 degrees with 75% humidity in Utah. So being in West Georgia was different for us. You talked about how together they were. Yeah, you talked about how together they were. I was raised on the quote that in victory, there's enough glory for everyone. When you're successful as a team, everybody is successful. And our players have kind of adopted that motto and that mindset. And we've got a next man up mentality. And next man up's going to do his job. But in victory, there's enough glory for everybody. And that's who we were last fall.
No doubt, man. It's funny, Delano. Some of your players are asking me, JR, are you okay? I'm like, I'm used to this kind of heat. I'm good. They're like, you're good? Yes, I'm good. Your guys are like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. I'm just standing there with my arms crossed like there ain't nothing going on. Like, I'm used to this kind of heat. I'm cool.
Hey, you should have said I'm good. Y'all need to check on Delane.
100%, man. You know what's good, man? You got 6 conference wins last year in the UNC, which is very important to get those conference wins. I know, talk about that piece as well, that your backups won where it mattered the most in conference and UNC play.
Yeah, we went 6-2. Went 6-2 down the stretch. And hey, take your hat off. It's in the UAC, which is probably the third or fourth best FCS conference in the country. You win 6 games, you've accomplished something, you've done something, and we're proud of that. Now, then you hear two committee members tell you that you were the first team left out of the playoffs, and it stings a little bit. Not even a little bit, it stings a lot, and we've had to live with that all offseason.
And Delane, I hate to say this, my school got in over you. The TSU was the last they one should. In, they got in over you. I felt bad because they hurt you.
They sure did. Hey, I wouldn't have minded. Hey, we should have had a play-in game, us versus TSU. Hey, called it the Boss Man Bowl for who can go to the playoffs.
Hey, I'll be standing right behind the goalposts. I got to be fair to everybody involved.
Hey, half red shirt and a half blue shirt.
Yes, 100%. 100%, man. I got to ask you, man, your non-conference schedule, man, is tough, man. Out of whole state. San Diego, Northern Arizona. You said the teams you'll see in the Big Sky next year, but you scheduled them this year non-conference-wise, and what about the strategy in doing that?
Yeah, no, nobody in the country is doing a better job coaching than Idaho State, and Cody Hawkins is the head coach, but he's being assisted by his father, Dan Hawkins, and Dan Hawkins is a Boise State, Colorado, UC Davis legend. But he's helping his son there, and that coaching staff's doing a whale of a job recruiting and developing and coaching players. But you're right, that's a good one. Losing that game last year probably knocked us out of the playoffs. We turn around week 2 and we go to San Diego, and San Diego's picked to win the Pioneer Conference, and they're good, been good for a long time. This morning, I thought about Josh Johnson playing quarterback at San Diego almost 20 years ago, and I had to look it up. He's a backup with the Redskins this year. How impressive is that? Hey, yes. Man, the man comes from non-scholarship FCS football, and he's in like year 18 in the NFL, but good for him. And then we come home and play Northern Arizona, who was a playoff team last year, one of the other teams that got in with 8 wins, just squeaked in above us, but we've got them at home. And then we go on the road and play UC Davis, another football program. UC Davis was one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the country last year. We haven't beat them since we've been here, so big game for us week 4. And then after that, JR, we come home, play West Georgia in our homecoming, and really get the UAC slate kicked off at home for homecoming and get going from there.
No doubt, Delane. I'm sad you're going to the Big Sky because they ain't coming out this way no more. But talk about that move for you and the other Utah school, Utah Tech, going to the Big Sky, leaving the UAC, man. I was going to be but a few guys with travel and regional rivalries going forward.
Yeah, you're not afraid of an airplane. You come out here and see us once or twice a year.
I can. I can do that. I sure can.
My man, this university left the Big Sky 4.5 years ago, right before I accepted the job, and it was a mistake. Top to bottom, it was a mistake. Geographically, from a rivalry perspective, from a recruiting perspective, from just an importance of football perspective, it was a mistake. the administration here and several administrators and lobbyists and stuff were able to work to get us back in the Big Sky Conference, and that's where we belong. You heard me say earlier that the UAC is the third or fourth best conference. Well, the Big Sky is the second best conference, you know, behind that Missouri Valley Conference with the Dakotas and Illinois State and Northern Iowa and some of those. But the Big Sky is second. JR, there are five or six UAC teams that we never see in recruiting. We never go up against West Georgia and Eastern Kentucky and Northern Alabama and Central Arkansas, never see them. We never really see Abilene Christian or Tarleton State. Everybody we see from a recruiting perspective is a Big Sky school. So now we're going into a conference where we're actually going to be recruiting against the teams that we're playing. I think that's a plus. You talked about the regional rivalries. You know, Utah Tech is going with us. They're 45 minutes down the road. But we can throw a rock and hit Northern Arizona and Weber State. And now we're in the same conference with those two teams, and it just makes sense. Not only that, if I name every school in the conference, we see them all on the recruiting trail, including Montana and Montana State. So just a little bit of a better fit. The other thing is, instead of having those four-hour charter flights, we'll only have three-hour charter flights.
No, 100%. It's definitely better for you. Save some, a little bit of money for you as well. Last one for you, I got Delane. Lando Brown, man, one of your pass rushers, man. He's on the watch list already. He's an accolades, all-FCS team. Talk about this young man developing and growing as a person on the field and off the field, brother.
Yeah, I'll summarize it a little bit for you. In high school, Lando Brown's a Southern California Player of the Year. He's playing outside linebacker, rush in. Nobody likes him because he ain't 6 foot tall. He ain't 6'2", 6'4", and that's what everybody's looking for. Nobody recruits him. He goes to El Camino Community College and tears it up. He is the Southern California JUCO Player of the Year. So he's High School Player of the Year, Junior College Player of the Year. And coming out of junior college, he's got five or six schools after him. He's got us and Alcorn State and Arkansas Pine Bluff and somebody else and somebody else. And at the end of the recruiting war, it's us and Arkansas Pine Bluff. And you know what I did now? I laid that thing on thick. I said, does your California rear end really want to wake up in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, for the next two or three years of your education and career? And he just looked at me kind of funny. I said, hey, not a very big place, not a very nice place. Got to drive a ways to get to a grocery store. And I knew he was a sick kid. And then finally, we're like, hey, Lando, you land here. You know, you land in Cedar City. You're 5.5 hours from home. Mom can come see you. The family can come see you. You can get home on the weekend if you're homesick or if you just want mama's cooking. So, we served him up a little home cooking and we're able to get him to commit to us. But here's JR. People think Lando's a fly-by-night player. He's been a great player for a long time. Last year he comes out and he's got, I don't know, 4 to 6 sacks and he's got 10 tackles for loss. More so than that, he just disrupts an offense. So he is getting – he's finally getting his just due. He's finally getting what he's earned as a football player. Now, the upside of that is he's finally getting the accolades he deserves. The downside is, hey, August 30th through the month of September, what's every offensive line going to do? They're going to slide it to him. What's every offensive coordinator going to do? They're going to double him. They're going to chip him. He's going to get some dirty blocks and some triple teams. He's going to get all that. So who's in the catbird seat now? And not, hey, Lando's going to make plays because he's so dynamic. But who's in the catbird seat? Those backside defensive ends, I'd like to be one of them this fall because they're going to cut me loose and forget to block me. I'm going to get some one-on-one attention. So if I can win a one-on-one block, you look really, really good.
Or if they slide too far on pitches and backside, I'll free run to the quarterback. Strip sack, fumble, baby. Touchdown.
at the end of September, our backside defensive end's going to have 5 or 6 sacks and 10 tackles for loss. And then all of a sudden, they'll slide it back the other way, and Lando will get some one-on-one stuff late in the season.
And that's what you want. Cause that conflict. Which way do we slide? Right or left while we're screwed where we go?
who are we going to block?
Yes, indeed. Well, Delane, I look forward to seeing you, man. Like I said, I want you to do well, man. Look forward to seeing you in North Alabama, man. And you know I'm always cheering for you, brother. So I want you to go to the playoffs and win, brother.
I appreciate you, JR. I consider you a close friend. Love you and your dad. Looking forward to seeing y'all later in the season. Hey, thanks for having me, my man.
Same time, brother. Same here, brother. Same here. I love you, brother.
Go Thunderbirds.
All right, see you, Delaney.
See you, man.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.